just in small quantities that way, that would be in bulk, I imagine. But we always bought just in the whole sack that way. That's what I'm trying to remember.
If something weren't here but a short distance off, what would you say? It's not here, it's...
We'd say a little ways, or a half mile or whatever it was. Now, I can remember when the first neighbors moved in up there, when they wanted us to, now if we wanted to go with them part way, we'd say, let's go a little ways with her. But the Myers girls would say, come on, go a piece with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thought that was the worst expression. Ask your mother if you can't go a piece with us.
And you mentioned the little ways. What if this was not a short distance, but a great distance? What would you say then?
Well, it depend if we was going to have to say Grimes's, over Grimes's, we'd say, let's go to Grimes's, or let's go to Englewood, or Ashland, or Woodward, hardly ever to Woodward, unless they have something to do with paying your taxes or something like that. And of course, there's too far. But, I don't know.
Was Yonder ever common here, over Yonder?
Over Yonder. Well, we might say that, well, look over yonder. There's a coyote over yonder.
It seems natural.
Uh-huh. Yes, that does. Yes, that over yonder. If there's somewhere that you could see, look over yonder. I catch myself still saying that once in a while. I catch myself every once in a while saying things that I know sounds queer to people. When we first came down here, there's no schools at all, and there wasn't for 5 or 6 years after we came down here. There was no school, only just what you learn at home. And then there wasn't a high school up here until, 15 or 16 before there was a high school here.
It was strange that some of these things that you may think seem strange are actually very current in parts of Oklahoma, too.
Well...
And they're not strange at all.
Well...
Yonder is quite common.
Well, I'm clear.
If you're doing something and showing someone how to do it, and he gets over there and he sort of botches it up, you say, oh, don't do it like that. Do it... And don't do it that way. Do it...
Say that. Why don't you do it this way? Or why don't you do it?
Mm-hmm. That's good. Mm-hmm. My pencil keeps coming apart. Well, you mentioned you had peaches. What did you call the center of the peach?
Pit. Peach pit.
And what was the peach with the loose center? Did you say what?
Or a peach seed. We'd say a peach seed. Mm-hmm. Or an apple seed.
Did you have a special term for a peach with a loose center?
No, I don't remember if we did have.
Do you now?
No.
How about one with a center that's firmly attached?
Well, that's a cling.
Uh-huh.
Cling peach. A freestone.
Freestone.
Uh-huh.
I've been trying to see if anyone has called these pest peach. That's an old term, but I don't know if it's old in Oklahoma.
I never heard that expression.
I haven't either. I've just seen it recorded for parts of the United States. Were cherry trees at all? Did anyone around here ever have a cherry tree?
Yes, a lot of people have the cherry trees, and they do pretty well here. I think there's a cherry tree that Dad planted is still up at the old place.
Oh.
Uh-huh. There was the last account I had, and the last time I was up there, it was one of those black cherries.